So we're talking about what to check for chametz. Any property that you own is going to need bedikah, at least for things that are edible. And even though we spoke about the fact that crumbs on their own and small, tiny little pieces of chametz are not an issue in terms of min hadin, of course, if somebody is capable and has the heart and devotion and love for the mitzvah to do a great job and rid himself of even the tiniest, littlest crumbs, it's wonderful to do so. But the mitzvah of bedikah is to search for things that may be edible, and therefore, that's what has to be done. Now, the halacha is you don't have to do all this yourself. If you're going to be traveling away, if you have a house somewhere that on Chol HaMoed you're going to be going, let's say, to your summer home, but the night of bedikah you're not there, you could appoint a shliach. Now, on a practical level, who's going to be out there? Well, maybe somebody's going to be there for the first days of Yom Tov. They could check your summer home for you. They could check an apartment view in Manhattan, in Florida, wherever it might be. You could appoint a reliable shliach. If you are appointing a shliach, it's preferable to appoint a man. That's what's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, and the Gemara speaks about it, that the assumption is the man will take it very seriously for the actual halakhic concern of chametz, whereas the woman, we're assuming, may take the issue of cleanliness a lot more seriously. So it's preferable to get a man to be a shliach. If you can't, certainly any gedolah, bas mitzvah age girl or up, as long as they're responsible, could be relied upon to be your shliach. If you're talking about a property that you're not going to be having access to whatsoever over Pesach, and nobody else will be having access to that property, it's locked up, it's a summer home that you're not visiting and nobody else is visiting, there still is a requirement for you to check all of your property. But the way out of that would be to sell the entire property, and therefore it's not accessible to you or any other Jew. If you actually sell the house, there's no key of bedikah whatsoever. If you're not selling the house, the sale of chametz alone is not going to suffice, since it is accessible to you or somebody else. Now, you don't have to travel on the night of bedikah itself out there to the mountains and come back and check your house. You could check a different place, especially if you're not going to be there over Pesach. It could be checked way before Pesach, before leaving your summer home, whether you're there in the summer or after Sukkot. If you do a very good job of checking, and now it's a makim she'im machnisim b'chametz, and you're not there within 30 days of Pesach, so from already a month before Pesach, it's considered a place that it never goes there, and therefore there's no need for it to be checked. However, if you are going to be there before Pesach, or when you left it, you did not check it and clean it out well, and there may be a bottle of whiskey there, that technically does need checking, and therefore the bedikah is required. The best way about it is to sell the chametz and the location itself, so you should not have to check, or you would have to go there sometime before Pesach. It doesn't have to be the night of the 14th, and go ahead and check. When you do check, anytime there's a chi of bedikas chametz, it's supposed to be done in the way that chazau is keveya, and that is with a ner. A ner nowadays does not have to be a candle, although there may be some mystical reasons to use a specifically a candle, so it's good to at least start with a candle, but a flashlight does fulfill the obligation in order to get to the nooks and crannies, small areas that are shadowed when there's a large light in the room. If you're checking by day and there's a lot of daylight in the room, that still does not allow you to just rely on the light coming in from the window, unless you're dealing with a room that has full wall windows that gives off pretty much almost like a sunroom that you use for gardening. The whole area is totally sunny. That would not be an issue. But our typical house, typical bungalow, most places, you would still need a flashlight to do the bedikah, even if you're doing that bedikah in advance of Pesach. The same applies with bedikah to a new place that you're going to on Pesach. Many people like to travel, they go to a hotel, an Airbnb. Before you settle down in the house, that house is required to have bedikah. Many times, Airbnbs or hotels will have some food items there, either an Airbnb, because the original host thinks that it would be helpful to leave you a bottle of beer to wind down, or the hotel may have some baked items that sometimes they leave fresh baked to welcome their visitors. So the room must be checked. And again, with a flashlight, it must be checked before you settle down to use the room. If you make a bedikah the night of Pesach, the night before Pesach, it comes with a bracha. If you make bedikahs any other time, the original bracha that you made on the night of bedikah will follow for any other place that you will have to check throughout Pesach. So if on Pesach you end up visiting some place, it's covered with the bracha that you already made. What if your house is so perfectly clean, you can't imagine that there's even a tiniest crumb, you mamish did not have any chametz in there for the past 2 weeks, you still are required bedikah. Every single Jew is chayav bedikah. It's part of the takanas chachamim, and that's why, even if you're 100% sure there's no chametz in the house, you would have to go and get yourself a few crumbs of chametz, wrap them well, and put out 10 pieces. The minhag is 10 pieces, based on Kabbalah, but you put out those pieces in order to fill the bedikah and beer on those pieces.